the overall subject of Kabbalah Sussurim Ba'ava, why there has to be suffering. So come with a big chiddush here, that the world is created, or let's put it better, that the purpose of the world is achieved by there being darkness before light. The only way the world can achieve what it's supposed to achieve, which is Hashem's ability to give, if there's some lack in the world. That's where we got up to yesterday. Reish Mem Aleph. So that was the Akdama that we gave yesterday. Now let's go a little bit further. Maftachot Haylam Beyadeinu. The keys of the world. You don't have a chair? You have the keys of the world in your hand and you don't have a chair. We have to go a little bit further in the subject, right? The Hadama doesn't really answer all the problems, doesn't deal with all the difficulties, yeah? This is a very personal subject. Don't try and understand this terribly theoretically. I mean, you have to, but you've got to get personal with this one as well. It's very hard to be objective as you go through this subject. You have to be objective, but if you're going through this cool objective and you have no subjectivity involved here, check out your emotional barometer. We have to understand why is it. Obviously we can't understand why Hashem did it, but we have to understand now that He did it, why He did it. Yeah? Why did Hashem create the world? To give good. That's only after He created the world. Before Hashem created the world, we don't know why Hashem created the world. So we can't get into Hashem's head before He created the world. After Hashem created the world, we can have a look and say, He created the world because He wants to do good. That's the Ramchal. But why Hashem really created the world, we don't know. We can't ask that question. Post Ma'aseh Bereishis, we can have a look and try and extrapolate from the world and see what we can understand. That's called learning Torah. One aspect of learning Torah. So what we're asking here is, why did Hashem create it like that? I mean, you're right, you can't ask the question. But now that He did create it like that, how do we understand why He did it like that in order for us to understand the sugya better? That's what we're asking. We're not asking why did Hashem do what He did. He did what He did because.
The Torah system.
No, but He created the Torah first. Why did He create the Torah? In order to create the world, He had to first create the Torah. Why did He do that? The Shem Kach Aleinu Lachzor LeDivayinu Shehu V'Liel. We have to go back to what we said above. Nidbei Lanu Kelkosh Bochu Borim Metzia Shol Nivroim Chesorat Teva. What we said above was that Kelkosh Bochu created a reality of creatures lacking good. G'day Sheyechel Eitiv Lem, in order to give to them. God got everything, He doesn't have to give Him. So you create somebody that's lacking so you can give. Atan and Asel Avin Mai Tachlis HaTova. So now I'm trying to understand what is the purpose of this goodness. So Hashem wants to do good, so He creates a world with His lacks, in order that He can do good. Why does He have to do good? Well, he would put sex if He didn't do good. He would be depressed. When Hashem created the world in order to do good, what was He lacking? He couldn't do good, so He was walking around like frustrated because He couldn't do good. Hashem, total shameless, He's not lacking anything. No, there's many loshes. He gets angry, he gets cross. Yeah, okay. But I'm not going into that sugya. That's a fascinating sugya. But actually, that means, in order for us to understand what that means, it doesn't mean that Hashem Himself, in essence, is lacking anything. Chas v'chalila. The word kas, the word atzuv, only comes post Ma'aseh Bereishis. In the pre Ma'aseh Bereishis world, you can't talk about worlds like atzuv and kas, because in the infinite world there is no. But that's another. That's a very another fascinating, wonderful subject. The Rambam. Okay. Just trying to understand what is the purpose, what's the tachlis of doing good. You say, what's the problem? Shenita Laiti Vesabri Mabrius, what's the purpose of this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now give to the creation? Ma'u HaTov Amiti She'ein Lemala Mimenu. First of all, what is the greatest good that there is nothing above it? Havo Emesh Yizei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, that's Hashem Himself. There's anything gooder than Hashem? So when Hashem's talking about giving good, what's He talking about? A great good is Him Himself. There is nothing in the world that exists that is toiv from all aspects except Hashem Himself. The Yisod Eilam, without this you can't even begin. This you have to learn off the heart, and you have to drill into every cell in your existence. That the purpose of the goodness to the creatures, of the greatest good that a person can ever get, is cleaving to Hashem. That is it. That is the ultimate. It is nothing else than receiving Hashem Himself. Everything goes around having a relationship with Hashem. That is everything. The Shema Torah Zohar, Nosel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'arechas Hoiros, Shehiya Torah Kedoshah. In order to achieve this goal, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Ma'arechas Hoiros, an educational system, called the Torah Kedoshah. However you want to define Torah Kedoshah, instructions for living, but it's more than that. Ma'arechas Hoiros, it's a system of how to conduct yourself.
Instructions manual.
Yeah, instructions for living, whatever. Yeah. But it's not just that; it's much more than that. But it's more. Kol atzias mitzvah, miramach mitzvah zase, v'kol amenoyz nishasol mitzvah zlotase. Every doing of one of the 248 positive commandments, and refraining from all of the 365 negative commandments, makarovay says adam lebeira, draws a person closer to Hashem. Once again, that doesn't mean spatially. Doesn't mean that I'm on one side of the room, Hashem is on the other side of the room, I do a mitzvah and Hashem picks me up and moves me, like a pawn moves one step closer to the other side of the room. That's all it's talking about. It's talking about in terms of being like Hashem. The only way you can get close to Hashem doesn't mean that there's a physical gap. In the spiritual world, there is no space or time. Getting close to Hashem means becoming like Him. In an aspect that you're like Hashem, you become part of Him. That's how you be dovuk in Hashem. That's all sheer and 50 on its own. But just understand that when we're talking about getting close to Hashem, it's not the six-year-old understanding. Six-year-old understands that Hashem's far away, he's on the other side of the field, and every time I do a mitzvah, I kind of take a step closer, so eventually one day I'll give my Hashem a big hug because he's over there. That's not pshat. Pshat means by doing the mitzvah, there's an aspect of my neshama that's become like Hashem. And that aspect and Hashem's are now one. וכך אמנם מגלים לנו חזר כי התארג מצווה סייה של התאיר המטרסה להביא לעובדו דובק ולבו תדבק. The 613 mitzvahs are there to bring us to command in the Torah said that Hashem you shall keep. Rav Nachman used to say, there's 612 mitzvahs in the Torah that bring you to one mitzvah, but all the 612 mitzvahs has one goal, ואהבתם Hashem אלוקיכם. The gematria of Ava is the same as the gematria of Echad, you know that. Yeah? Why? Because that's what Ava is. You become one with the thing you love. All the mitzvahs of the Torah to bring you to Ava Hashem. Ulam, Zoyis Aleni Ladag, Ladat. However, we need to know. Tarag Mitzvotea, Einu Chas V'Chalina Keves Harot Mizdamem. It's not a collection of instructions, of teachings. Prepare Chayin Binyon and Tzoydes Nesgavim V'arochim Ikreinim. There's a lot of big words here. That doesn't have within them secrets, deep secrets and systems or principles. It's not just a thou shalt not. That's one manifestation of the Torah. The Torah is deep, fundamental principles. Hefech, Tariq HaMitzvahs, הם בעצם הצפון הכהן הסייני של כל הבריאה. The Torah is instruction manual for living, man. No way not that it's not. But it's much more. It's the secret code of the entire creation. Tarag mitzvahs מקוונס כנגד תרג עבורים שבגוף האדם. The 630 mitzvahs are aligned in relationship to the 613 avarim, the limbs, the whatever you want. So Adam atzmei kulum a common keneged abriya, and Adam is aligned through the whole briya. Mashiyesh ba'olam yesh ba'adam. What there is in the world, you'll find in Adam. Famous, wonderful nefesh Achaim, the famous Or Chaim comes from Noach as well. When the world was corrupted, so how did the animals become corrupted? Animals done it bechira, yeah. When animals start behaving funny, why is that my problem? You see, the Sharif says that when a tzaddik does the right thing, he lifts up the world. When he does the wrong thing, he crashes the whole world. Why? Okay, I did a naughty thing, so it should hurt me. People start behaving funny, so why do the animals start behaving funny? You know, why do the animals outside San Francisco start behaving weird? If they do, I don't know. I always use that example. I've never seen animals in San Francisco behaving weirdly. Anybody been to San Francisco lately and seen animals behaving weirdly?
It's hard to judge, because the people acting so strange.
Yeah, that's why you've got to go from outside San Francisco. That's why you've got to know, you've got to come from outside. Be that as it may, we don't have to go to San Francisco. We know that in the times of Noah, the Bria started behaving in a weird way like that. Like, see? So the Nefesh HaChaim says, because Adam is made up of the whole Bria. Same as Nefesh HaChaim. We didn't do it to the Rechapur as we did, Rachman. Yeah, we did. But Hashem says, let us make man. What's Pshat? He created the whole world. The whole Bria. 6 days, right? All that was left to create was Adam and Shabbos. So he called the whole Bria together and he said, each one of you give me a piece of yourselves and from that I'll create Adam. Let us make man. So the goof of Adam, he created from the goof of the Bria, and Hashem from himself blew into Adam a piece of himself. That's what Nishmas Chayim, into the living soul. So what Adam is a hybrid of the whole Bria. So whatever he does affects the whole Bria because he's the engine room, so to speak, the prototype, the gene of the whole Bria. That's who we are.
And the sun, moon, stars,
The sun, moon was also created before Adam, and it's all, we're a part of everything, yes? And there could be animals on those 24 new planets they just discovered outside our solar system, which is brilliant because it just like gives you so much chizuk as how big Hashem really is. There could be animals out there behaving funny because we're behaving funny, yeah?
What about Chava, who was created after?
Who?
Chava.
Question is whether Chava was created afterwards or she's created as part of Adam and then she was just separated. Pastor says she was created as Adam. Adam was a hybrid. It says, Zachav and Akavabora Oisoy. And then there was some sort of separation and our job is now somehow to get back together again. I don't think Chava was a Bria, she's Yetzira. Was the Loshan there, the Pasukis? I don't remember.
Yeah,
Oisoy. Believe what you said. It says Yotso. She's a Yotso. Yeah, very good. Then it's Madai. The word Bria, Boro, means Yeshmiayin. Yetzirah means taking what I created, Yeshmiayin, and building it into something. So you see that she wasn't a Bria, she was Yetzirah. Yeah, very good. You have to learn Nefesh HaChaim, gentlemen. Shulchan Aruch HaVashkofa. Nothing else you need. If you have the Nefesh HaChaim, you actually don't need anything else. In Ashkofa I'm talking about. As long as you don't know how to understand what he says, you learn other Ashkofas for him, but you have to learn Sforim that are based on the Nefesh HaChaim. Very important safety. Sorry? Ma Shiyesh Ba'ilam, Yesh Ba'adam. Mitamze Nikra Adam Oilam Koton. That's what that is, Oilam Koton. And that's why it's Mukuvan. If you want to know what the shape of the world is, obviously, don't mean literally speaking, but if you want to know what the shape of the world is, it's Adam. If you want to know what the world looks like, the totality of the Bria, you know what it looks like? Adam. Adam is the sort of the stem or the sun of what the world looks like. Doesn't mean the world's got ears, it does, but I mean literally. Mitam zeh nikra Adam oilam koton. Kol chelek mechalka Adam. Every aspect of Adam, yesh lo chelek shimakuvan keneged Bria. Has its portion aligned in association with the Bria. Mekol ma'isa mitzvah shidi oisa hu mashpir shefet toiva. Whenever he does a mitzvah, that mitzvah that he did, that portion of his 613 aspects in the Bria, where it exists in the macrocosm in the Bria, gets a positive benefit from him, and it feeds that aspect. If he did it by his eyes, let's say, so then the world's eyes get a boost. Obviously his eyes get a benefit, but not only his eyes, but the whole Bria's eyes get a benefit, whatever that means. The mere Macheres, in other words, Nitin Lazbika, Kosh Bochu Mosi, but then it's a Bria. Because Bochu gave over to us the Bria. The Chaya Oilam Noto Besocheinu. You know what that means? The life of the world, the Chaya Oilam, the living aspect of the world, the Neshama of the world, we hold in our hands. That's what it means. V'oile or yeredes chasuchil lebetem lamaseinu. The world goes up and down and gets pure and impure depending on our actions, thoughts, and speech. Metiazu perusha liyos kama kosh bochu kama shakasa vayisem kelokim. This material is based on the fact that we are like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's really the whole sugya of Tehillim Elokim. The whole sugya of Tehillim Elokim is this sugya, yeah, of a Chaya Olam Nata B'Sochayim. The same as a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Nishmas HaOlam, so too every Adam becomes Nishmas HaOlam. Upirush Rashi, Yaitzrei Olamos. When it says Vayisem Keloikim, that you will be like God, Rashi says Yotzrei Olamos, you will create worlds. Obviously not Yeshmiayim, because that we can never do, except in Chidush HaTorah. One place where a person can be Boire Yeshmiayim is in the world of Chidush HaTorah, and that's another share on its own. What's this unique ability to be Mechadish Torah, that a person can mamash be Boire Yeshmiayim?
Wasn't that from Vamahatina though, also?
Seems there's an aspect in the Bible where a person can be new Torah.
It's a bit like if Moshe stole all Rabbi Kiva's teachings.
So Rabbi Kiva was never mechadish anything because it was all Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do we call it a Chiddush Torah?
See,
it's called
Chiddush
Torah.
Everyone has a Rosh.
In Achinami, in potential form, it was always part of the Bria, the world called Yudkei Vavkei, where Hashem is. Everything that comes into the Bria has to be part of Hashem, otherwise it couldn't have existed. Yeah? So the Torah that you machadish existed in potential form somewhere, but you're the one that's being megalarit, Yesh Mi'ayim. Yeah, but see, when we say Yesh Mi'ayim, how do we understand it? 6-year-old. There's nothing, and from nothing came something. Who's that nothing? Hashem. I mean, from everything came this is nothing. The Hasidim say it's Ein Miyesh, but the problem is Ein doesn't mean nothing. The Loshen Ein, okay, means everything. Ein Kelokeinu really means everything is like Kelokeinu. I mean, there's nothing like Hashem. Means that as well, simple pshat. The word Ein in Loshen Dikduk means everything. It means Hashem himself. Ani. If you flip the letters around of Ein, what do you get? Ani. So that's the concept of Chiddush HaTorah. You're right, in Achinami. The concept of Chiddush HaTorah means that Avadat has to exist somewhere. And when the Kodesh Baruch Hu came down on Har Sinai, the whole Torah came to Har Sinai. That's what it means, the whole Torah was given at Har Sinai. But there's plenty parts of that Torah that weren't Megala until recently. That's why the Gedolim would never write to say if it's called Chiddush HaTorah if it was Shekel. Chiddush Reb Chaim. When Reb Chaim and I say that it was called Chiddush Reb Chaim, it wasn't a Chiddush.
It was Chiddush now.
Huh?
It is a Chiddush now, but
not then. No one ever heard that Chiddush before. In the world, that Torah was never heard. Yes, it came down on our Sinai in potential form, but it's only being activated now.
How about this forum that we don't have anymore? Who knows that the movie was written
somewhere? Okay. And that's the greatest simcha that a Jew can have, by the way.
Is that exactly what the Rebbe was saying about the Erev Avodah? It comes and it goes.
Yeah. Listen, there's no greater simcha for a person who says the Chiddush Torah, yeah, and then finds that some Rishon said it before. Is that opposite of the secular world? Imagine a guy works for 20 years on an invention, and finally he has this enormous simcha, he invented the light bulb, yeah? And there's a knock on the door and there's Edison standing there, you know, with halogen lamps, you know, it's like, oh. In the Torah world, it's exactly the opposite. You say Gabaldik of Pshat in Torah, you're not satisfied until you see somebody better than you. Say the greatest simcha is you ask for cash and somebody says, that's Tosfos. Ah! Nothing more geschmack than that in the world. Exactly the opposite. 100%, 360 degrees, the opposite of the secular. So let's just finish off here quickly. That's our reality. Our reality is we are Yotzei Olamos. We are Tzelem Elokim. We are Naasei Olamos. We are Boirei Olamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Otanu Keshutzim Moleim B'Kiyum HaOlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll see what this means. When you discuss this, it was the first half of the Sefer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a total full partner in the creation of the world. And by the way, we can prevent Hashem from reaching the purpose of His creation. Remember that, eh? I'll show you how, not now, but tomorrow. But that is Bezuhu, Advaitus, Agadoyim, Yosef, Shalei, Anu, Magiyam, Adilek, Tima, Mitzvah. And the greatest tachlis of the world is for us to be Dovuk in Hashem via the Tima Mitzvah. Means Hashem created the world in order for us to be Dovuk in Him via the Mitzvah. So we can prevent Hashem from Makayim, the tachlis of His Briyam. I don't do a mitzvah. I just prevented Hashem from giving to me Himself. Hashem will only give to me if I earn it. Because if I get it for free, that's not the ultimate good. It's the bread of shame. So in order for me to get the ultimate good, I have to earn it. If I don't earn it, I'm preventing Hashem from giving. So Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, you did chesed with me. He says to Klal Yisrael, Zachati chesed noraych. I remember the chesed you do for me with halachta b'midbar, halachta chorav b'midbar, eretz lo zeruah. You followed me into the desert. Tell yourself languishing in Auschwitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes them out. And 100 years later, he says, I remember the chesed you did me. You followed me out of Auschwitz into the desert. What was the chesed Tell yourself that for Hashem? We gave him the ability to give to us. We have what to give Hashem. Okay. Continue. It's a fascinating subject.